It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Losing a member of your family is never a good thing. Mm. Unless, of course, they were a jerk. And then, let's be honest, it's probably nice to not have them around.
Okay.
And that's why Marissa's on the phone today.
Wow.
She needs to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call because her family recently lost something or somebody, or I don't even know how you say it, really.
What?
Something very close to them. Or something, person. I don't know. Marissa, how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome. I read your email, and you lost a very important member of your family.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
Who?
My cat.
Oh.
Her name was Lipstick, and
that's a cute cat name.
I've never heard that.
Right?
Yeah.
She was the best cat ever. I mean, I had her 11 years. We had a lot of good memories.
Yeah.
You know, some on the couch, some watching E.
Watching E.
She likes the Kardashians, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We loved E! News. We would just watch that and just zone out.
Oh,
that's really hard.
E! News, buddy.
My best friend, when she lost her cat, she was devastated. I mean, that cat had been, I'm sure, has been with you through so much.
It's like a family.
So much. I mean, every morning, Lipstick would meow at me at the door.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a few months ago, she passed away, and it was very difficult. We ended up burying her at a park nearby the house.
Okay.
Cute.
Ever since, really, life has not been the same. Tried to get over it with an adoption. Just didn't feel right. Didn't work.
You adopted a kid or a cat?
Obviously.
This kid isn't
adopted
working
a kid,
out.
And then we had to give that away because it just didn't fill the void of a cat.
It hated E! News.
Yeah.
It was another cat.
Good. Okay.
That other cat wasn't mean or anything. It just, it didn't feel the same. I would go on to search other adoption sites, and it just, I got less and less interested as time went on.
So Lipstick is irreplaceable.
Well, yes. And it's left me a little sad.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think it's also affecting my relationship with my husband.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I thought of us as a unit, as a family, and now something's missing.
Okay. So you want to call your husband today and ask him to dress up as a cat and watch E! News?
Where do you come up with this crap?
I mean,
that
seems like
sense.
It'd be a good way for you guys to bond and
how does your brain
get that
work?
Memory back.
He's done a lot of couples therapy.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Well, I was listening to a show the other week about cloning pets.
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking, what if we could clone Lipstick?
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Wait, didn't it cost, it cost a lot of money?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just tell you about it.
Okay.
So I did some research, and I found a company that does it. And here's how it goes. You send in a bunch of pictures, which I have a lot of. It's not a problem. And then I would just need to send in a tissue sample. That part's mandatory.
Okay.
So what I need your guys' help with is to convince my husband to go get Lipstick.
Oh, wait, you got to dig up the cat?
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
So you want to call your husband and ask him to go dig up your cat?
Yes, I need your advice. I want to be sure to have, the best chance of him saying yes. I mean, it's a really reliable company that I found. It's in China, and it's just $20,000.
$20,000?
Just?
Wow.
Are you kidding
me? Okay, I don't think this is a good decision.
Wow.
That's so much money.
Well, no, most companies usually make it $30,000 or $40,000. This is a bargain here.
Okay, so
still.
And also you're doing discount cloning? I feel like something could go wrong here.
Extra eye.
They're really reliable, they're really well reviewed.
Okay.
Wow.
Why don't you go dig up the cat yourself?
It's just too hard for me.
Okay, so you want to call your husband today in an Awkward Tuesday phone call and ask him if he'll go dig up your dead cat. And then, so you can send it to the cloning place. Does he know about you wanting to clone the cat?
No, we haven't talked about it.
Oh, so there's two things you need to tell him about.
And you need to drop the price tag on him as well.
Yeah.
How much did he love Lipstick?
I mean, they got along, but it wasn't like the relationship I had with her.
It was your cat.
Well, right, because you've had the cat for 11 years. How long have you had the husband?
10.
So he's been around less than the cat.
Uh-huh.
What do you think is going to be the biggest issue? The digging up of a corpse? The money that it costs to clone the cat?
Yeah.
Or just to cloning the cat in general? What do you think is going to be the biggest thing?
This is trifecta.
Probably digging up the cat.
Okay.
Oh.
So... this is such a weird ask. I don't know what I would say if my husband... I could see my husband doing this with our dog.
Really?
And I could see me saying no. I mean, if he says no, are you going to go ahead and do it anyway?
Well, I feel if he really loves me, he'll say yes to this.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and you can call your husband and ask him to rob a grave.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
Dig up your cat so you can clone it, all right?
Okay.
Hang on. We'll do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Marissa is on the phone and she wants to call her husband because they recently lost their family pet. Their cat named Lipstick died.
Aww.
And they buried it at a park, but now she misses Lipstick too much. And apparently, like, the marriage isn't even the same anymore, she says. Things have just kind of been strained since she lost somebody so important to her. She wants to ask her husband to go dig up Lipstick.
Because
she wants to clone it, and she needs to get the cat's DNA to send over to this place in China that she found. She also needs to let her husband know that it's going to cost about $20,000. So there's lots of levels to the conversation that she's about to have. And Marissa, I've tried to think of some advice for you, and I really don't have any good advice, but I can offer to dig up the pet for you because
really?
You've given me an idea for a new business opportunity. Digupyourpet.net. Go around, dig up your pet for a small fee. It won't cost you $20,000. It'll cost you like $19.99.
What?
Yeah. I would take it. Take it and let's not call your husband. Mm-hmm. Take the deal.
For another $20, I won't do funny videos with your pet before I give it back to you.
Just so a skeleton wrong. Dancing with it.
Honestly, I may not be opposed to that, but I do need to see if I can get my husband on board first.
Oh, Marissa, right. Are you sure you just don't want to wait it out a little longer? Because, like, I mean, it's only been 2 months, and I know losing something that's important to you is really hard, and maybe you'll start to recover in, like, 6 months and realize that you don't need to clone Lipstick.
I just think that this would be the best way. I think that if we had Lipstick back, that everything would fall back into place.
All right, well.
I'm going to dial your phone number right now. I mean, I guess just, I'm sure your husband knows how much the cat meant to you, so just play on that and see if he'll be down to go dig it up and also doesn't have a problem with spending the money on it, okay?
Yeah, and remind him it's a priceless thing.
Yeah.
This is not a money label on a cat's
life. Right, right.
All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, honey. It's me.
That's weird. Your name didn't come up. What's going on?
Right. Just checking in. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. My back's still tight, but, did some stretches earlier, so I'm feeling a little better. How are you feeling?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to thank you. The last couple of months, you know, they've been really hard for me, and you've just been so sweet, so thank you.
Well, I mean, like, obviously, I love you, so, duh.
Oh, I love you, too. I want to talk to you about something. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, I got a couple minutes. What's up?
Well, you know how I said, like, the last few months have been really hard with Lipstick, but I've been trying to cope looking at these various adoption sites, and it's just been really, really, really hard for me.
No, I know, baby, and that's why, you know, I'd love to get you, you know, another, maybe a kitten that we could raise together, or maybe both a kitten and, you know, an adoption cat.
I mean, maybe. I don't know, it's just, you know, we were so close, and it feels like something's missing, and that maybe we could do something a little different.
Tell me what you're thinking.
Here goes. I found this place that would clone her.
that's funny, babe.
Actually, I'm being serious. It's just, this place in China. And,
Hold on. One sec. Sorry, honey. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Really, a lot of people are doing it now. A lot of people are cloning their pets.
I've never met anybody who's done that.
So, I mean, all we would need to do is, you know, I know this is a big ask, actually, but you would just have to go get Lipstick, and then we could send the sample, the tissue, to China.
Whoa, wait. What does get Lipstick mean?
You know, you'd have to go to the park and get Lipstick. I would do it, but it was so hard for me. It was so hard for me to put her down.
So you want me to go basically shovel up our dead cat for you?
Yeah, I know it's hard, but this place, it has great reviews, and it looks like a really good price.
What is the price?
I mean, it's 20 grand.
20 grand?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like some money, but you know how much she means to me. And anyway, we've been saving up for a long time. What?
I guess I need to tell you something, too.
Okay.
I know that money you think we have, well, it's gone.
What do you mean?
I wanted to surprise you on our 10th wedding anniversary. I bought a new diamond for your ring, and...
Wait, so you spent all of it?
Most of it, but it's a beautiful stone, and I went and saw it the other day at the jeweler's, and it took my breath away. It was stunning. You're going to love it.
Oh.
Oops.
What was that? Hello?
Oh, hey, what's up, Colin? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
No, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hi.
Hi. Honey, are you there?
We're on the radio.
What? Why are we on the radio?
I'll explain, Colin. So we do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an awkward situation to talk to someone about, you can email us. We'll give you some advice as long as you call that person on the show. So Marissa told us how she wanted to ask you to dig up the cat so that she could send it over to China and get it cloned for 20 grand. She didn't know how to have that conversation, so she decided to do it here, but it sounds like
you don't
have that money anymore.
Yeah, not an option.
All right, I don't get it. Are you messing with me, or do you really, really want a clone?
I'm not messing with you. It is something that I'm being serious about. I think it would get a chance to bring lipstick back.
Yeah, she's 100% serious. It's not like a joke phone call. She wants you to dig up the cat and clone it.
Oh.
Sounds like a joke.
Yeah.
It's not.
Are you down to take out a $20,000 loan now?
Oh, my God. Do not do that.
No. Honey, I love you, but I don't think that would be prudent of us to...
No, I mean, I think I love you, too. And it was so sweet of you. And you spent all that money. And, I mean, like, is the purchase final? Like...
Is it final?
Do you want him to see if he can take the ring back?
I've been meeting with the jeweler for weeks now, getting like the exact specifications for you. I don't think it's something I could just turn back in.
I mean, I don't know. What you did was beautiful, and thank you. I don't know, maybe I would prefer to spend on the cat instead.
Does anyone else think that neither of these are a good way to spend $20,000?
I mean, all of it. Like,
it's a lot of freaking money.
Is this your guys' like savings, like the savings account that you're both just
like life savings?
Willing to drop?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I think maybe the long-term investment would be better.
Or, I don't know, you guys save it for like being able to retire someday.
Yeah.
Or
our house.
Like medical bills or something.
Yeah.
The whole reason I did this was because it's our 10-year wedding anniversary, honey, and I love you, and, you know, I know all your friends of their 10-year get big gifts, and I wanted to outshine them all because you're worth it.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I mean, I think having the cat cloned would probably do more than a diamond at this point.
A life.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Is there any way you could go and talk to the jeweler, like... see if there's any way to go about canceling.
I mean, I think that if the jeweler here is like, hey man, I need my 20 grand back so I can go clone my wife's dead cat, I don't know how anyone's gonna argue with that.
I mean, yeah,
if that's what you really want me to do.
I think it is what she really wants you to do.
I don't know how I expected this to go. So you guys are gonna do it. You're gonna clone the cat.
Yes, please. Hi. Oh my gosh, I would love that. And, you know, after we come home from the jeweler, maybe we could stop off at the park and get lipstick.
Just go dig up the cat.
What do you think, Colin?
I mean, whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh, my God.
You guys
oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yay,
successful
lipstick.
Awkward Tuesday
makes
phone
me
call.
I'm so happy, honey.
I can't believe this is happening.
Let us know if you get the cat cloned.
All right.
We'll okay, do. Yeah. We will.
Also, yes. Let me know the next time you got 20 grand laying around you want to waste it. I got some ideas for you, for sure. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.